Hello, this is Anuja.
This is Ayush.
And this is Anvi.
And this is Teenade. Abhi Jave. I'm
excited. But tumne Jave ke bola, you should have just started talking, bro. Hello, we're back.
To serenade your ears with our amazing voices.
Not again.
Okay, that was awkward.
Today we're recording online due to some reasons. So we're on a Zoom call where we can see each other's faces, and then we're recording on just our phones.
Right. Could you be more obvious enough? It's fine. So today we're talking about streams, which is like a serious topic.
Yep.
Yeah.
So all of us just started 11th grade.
Right?
I mean, yeah, we did. Exactly. Also, today I just feel like we're being way too polite. Like last episode, we were being
losers.
We were being loud. Today we're just a lot more calm. Maybe it's because we're not nervous. Last episode, you could tell we were nervous as hell. And also, we have 70 something plays, which is,
oh my god.
We're famous, guys. We have a fan following. Just want to put it out there that we're super happy with the response we've got. There was a lot of random people who haven't like said hi to in 2-3 years who came up to me in school and were like, the podcast was great. Anuja, people love you.
Wait, why is this sounding so awkward, man? Like last time it didn't sound so awkward.
Because last time we were very hyped and we just sound calm today.
Yeah, plus it's online, so we don't have to like actually feel like strangling each other.
Yeah, so we're recording.
Oh, believe me, I do.
Virtual
machete murders.
Virtual machete murders.
So, jokes aside,
people are so sick of us.
Oh, they will be. I have some weird ass procession going on near my house. Hope you can't hear that. Can you?
Okay. Jen, also everyone just wants Ayush to speak more.
I know that, and I'm trying to speak more, give more of my opinions that don't even matter.
Baba Ayush.
See, they matter. See, it won't matter if you think they won't matter. Here's the thing, Ayush. You have to be narcissistic enough to put your opinions and not care about what the world thinks. Theek hai?
Theek nahi hai.
Hai.
Also, one kid was like, you were speaking so much Hindi. I was like, bro, we're trying to reach the Saudis, bro. We were not speaking too much Hindi.
I mean, but like, why does it matter, man? Like, for now, this is what I think is, like, maximum of our audience is just people from our school. Because we publicized it on Instagram. And so I only let people, I mean, I only follow people who are like in my school or like our cousins. On Instagram, because I am a new user. It's been like, what, 1 month? Almost 1 month since I've joined Instagram. So I joined directly after our boards, like a few days after boards, because I was like, this is it. I've grown up. I think I should have an Instagram now, which is not necessary.
It's but... not just a phase, mom. good joke. So...
This is what teenagers do on Instagram. You know, like a lot of people think that teenagers are, you know, like modeling on Instagram. I mean, some of them are, but maximum of the people are just sharing memes.
Right.
Yeah.
All of us included, this is what we do. We just share memes.
And Momo jokes. That's it.
Momo joke. Anyways, that's like, anyone has any weekly updates that they want to give out before we get into like the theme?
My life is too boring for this week. I mean, like, I have drama going on all the time. So when there's no drama, I feel my life's lost.
Wow.
And I'm at that stage of life where watching Pokemon gives me more motivation than watching Sandeep Maheshwari. I mean...
Sandeep Maheshwari, bro. What do you need? Itta motivation chahiye tumhe.
I'm telling you the story. Yesterday morning, feeling all low, I wanted to study. So I'm like, thoda Sandeep Maheshwari dekhi, let's build up some motivation. I watch it. 10 minutes into the video, I'm already sleepy. I'm like, nah, I don't need this. I go out of my room. My sister's watching Pokemon over there. I sat down randomly with her, and 10 minutes into the Pokemon episode, I swear I was motivated as hell. I studied for 4 hours straight, and after that, I was like, what just happened?
Dude, you know, this actually sometimes works when you watch, like, you know, weird stuff or, like, stuff you watched in your childhood. Like, a lot of times when I'm, like, randomly, you know, feeling sad about something, I'll just put on, like, a Disney movie and I'm like, wow, man, life seems simpler in Disney movies, which is not true. But then you're like, "Arey, it's all chill. It's a stress buster.
We're gonna live forever."
I recently watched this one movie called The Secret Life of Pets. I don't know if anyone's watched it. I watched it on Netflix and I'm like, I don't know if that's interesting, weird. There's this snowball character, okay? It's like a bunny. And that character resembles someone I know. And I kept laughing and I kept sending like screenshots to my sisters like, bro,
this looks like this person.
Yeah, exactly.
When you don't have content to endorse, just roast relatives, people. That's it.
So anyway, I think we should just get into our theme. It's already been like, I think 5 minutes since we've been just talking about ourselves.
Right. So introducing the topic, we're going to be talking about streams. Serious stuff, people. Very, very not narcissistic. We're not narcissistic. We're like such do-gooders. We're good Samaritans. We want good for the society.
That's enough lies for today.
We're not lying. So basically what we're trying to do is, since all of us belong to like the major three different streams, I mean, so we belong to three different
CCG
streams.
As well.
But I mean, that comes in science, right? Like science itself is a stream. And then there's
it kind of does.
Yeah. So we're just going to talk about like, you know, what we have gone through, what people think the stream is like, what's the reality. Also, this is just like a very new opinion, because it's been like 1 or 2 weeks since we've been in the stream. So we don't know a lot, but we're just telling you like the stereotypes people have about this and what's true and what's not.
Yeah, right.
Because people seem to judge you if you go out and tell people that, oh, I belong to this stream. And like in a good way, in a bad way. So like, who wants to start? Maybe we'll just go around each talk about their own streams for like a bit.
So I belong to the science stream, PCM. Many people know that already. Still, let me make it clear, I have taken physics, chemistry.
Maybe just like clarify if we have like some younger audiences who are still figuring it out. Because dude, let me tell you, I was confused in 8th grade. Okay, so just like go around, tell what subjects you have.
Yeah, so I've got physics, chemistry, maths. All I do whole day long is look at numbers and alphabets that make no sense to me. But I still got to deal with
them. Dude, everyone's looking at numbers and alphabets, okay? That's like, people
right,
not,
that's what textbooks are.
You're not
learning
sign language, bro.
I mean, like, my numbers and alphabets don't make sense. You people have words written or numbers, values written. I have vague variables and constants.
No, all of us have numbers. All of us are working with numbers no matter what stream we belong to. I feel like maths is one thing that's never going to leave you in life. Someday, it will come and stab
you in the back.
Like, hello, I'm back. I was trying to keep it PG so we don't have to edit it out.
Okay.
Because then after this, so Anuja's like, dude, I need you to cut this out for swearing. Like, so the last episode, if you felt that, you know, it wasn't connected in some place, so it was just too rushed and we were going into one thing to the other, because we had to cut a lot of it out from between.
A lot of swearing.
There was some major swearing there. So like, let's not put that in.
Right, let's keep this relatively PG-13 so that our parents can listen to it and see how obnoxious
we are. I know for a fact that for the first 3 or 4 episodes, our parents are going to be listening to it, because they're like, our children are doing something new. We need to know what this is. Also, they're just very, so my parents are very new to like the whole podcasting world. They really, I had to explain it to both of them that this is what podcasting is. This is what a podcast is. And then like, oh, okay. We'll try. So I've got some very weird feedback as well.
Like,
that's not important. So do you want anything else to say? Do you have anything else to say, Ayush, about science stream?
opinions of 1980s and 1990s. Like, we need more of Gen Z to guide us through this. I'm done.
Because, okay, here's the thing. What I think is a lot of children get forced by parents to take the science stream because parents who belong to a certain era in time, I think PCM was just like the science stream is the safest choice to, I don't even know what, earn money. I mean, dude, you can earn money if you're passionate about something, okay? Also, money is not everything. It is something. Money does matter because, I mean, how you're going to live your life. But then it's not everything, right? You need to be interested in the job you're doing, or you're going to be, you know, you're going to be depressed in your career life, which is going to affect your personal life. And then everything's just a hellhole. Nothing's happening. Also, with the science stream, people think that if you, you know, if you get good grades and you're like the topper kind, you have to have to have take like science stream, which is just like, dude, I mean, let people have choices. Let people be. Don't categorize them. Don't put them in a field. It's like, you are good at study, so you should take it. You have to take it. We'll get into this later. Let's just like brief everyone on like our streams, and then maybe you can get into the whole what's wrong, what's right thing.
Do you want me to go next?
Yeah.
Okay. So I've taken commerce, and unlike PCM, it does not have three capital letters in it to tell you what commerce has. So it's got business studies, it's got accountancy, it's got economics and English. And then as my optional subject, I have taken applied maths. Like Anvi said, maths is never going to leave you, especially if you've opted for it. So that's on me, I guess.
I mean, there are obviously a lot of different subjects involved in each of the streams. So this is what our school offers and we've opted.
Right. So commerce is like, you know, people think it's the rich people's subject. As in, like, my father has a business. I'm going to continue the business. And people think it's a rich people subject. It's not, obviously. I wanted to do MBA because I like to boss people around. That seems like a very appealing career option, just bossing people around. And when adults ask me, oh, my God, why did you take up commerce? You were such a smart kid. I'm like, Auntie, see, Auntie, I'm dumb, first of all. And second of all, just tell them what you're going to do for post-graduation, and that shuts them up real fast. So, like, I'm like, Auntie, I want to do MBA. Like, okay. MBA you want to do. So you have it planned. Nice. So one thing Indians love more than science stream is PG. So you just tell them a random name of a PG course, and you're out of the stupid-ass situation. It's great. So that's on commerce, and now over to Anvi.
Okay, it's on me, guys. So I'm a humanities student. Yes, guys, I'm that person. Let me just put it out there. People have this misconception about humanities student is that they don't like to study or they don't want to study. That's why they've taken humanities or they didn't score well. That's not true, okay? People choose humanities because they wish to study it. Because some people actually like the subject, okay? So people just need to get out of their heads and accept people for who they are. So the subjects I have in humanities is English, psychology, political science, and then we have a choice between taking history or economics as a main subject. So I have economics. And then for my optional subject, I have legal studies, which is just great, man. I mean, so... Yeah, I have humanities. And like, wait, a lot
why is it
of
great? Were you being sarcastic great? Or do you actually like
legal
studies?
No, it's great
studies?
Because here's the thing. I think I've deep down always known that I was meant to be a humanities student because all of my interests lie in this stream. Like, I'm interested in like law, in journalism, just like psychology I'm interested in. So, you know, like, so I write poetry, which is like, which is something I'm like, I want to make a career out of it. I want to be a writer because that's something I enjoy. That's something that fulfills me. And then, you know, I go around and tell people that I'm a humanities student. People just look at me with this weird look where it's like, really, bro? Like, are you sure? Are you okay? I'm like, yeah. I mean,
did you start doing LSD?
So, and also people have this misconception as well that people like, the people who take humanities are losers, which is not true. I have like a lot of cool people in my class. I can't name anyone because we're trying to keep privacy.
Okay.
So that is that. So now that we've introduced our streams, let's just go about, you know, discussing, busting myths and discussing stereotypes and I don't know. God, this is so awkward, man. Why are we so awkward today?
It's because
we have a theme to talk about.
We're not face to face. Right. It's a serious, like, slightly serious topic.
Also, just people just, like, expect us to not joke around a lot because, I mean, we're discussing something serious. So, it might be there that we, you know, don't crack jokes as often as we did in, like, the last episode because it was just talking about ourselves and we were roasting each other. This is some serious stuff.
I try to add in some stuff whenever, you know, I interrupt these losers.
I mean, after some time, we're all just like collectively, like, we need to light it down for a bit. It's too much.
Right. So, like, we're done with humanities and now we're like, in Anvi's words, busting myths. But first of all, let me mention, it fulfills me. Baba Anvi Tongia, honestly, fills me up. It's like great.
See, I can talk about just poetry and literature forever. Maybe I'll, like, you know, so we're planning on doing solo episodes sometime in the future when, like, all of us are not collectively available. So maybe I'll talk about that. Maybe I'll read out some of my poetry.
Oh my god.
Because I don't, like, specifically post them somewhere yet. Like, I have like one published in this anthology, and then I take part in poetry slams and stuff. So, I mean, it's not that much out there. Also, like, if you're, like, a close friend of mine, you've probably read at least 4 or 5 of them.
I have. I'm a close friend, people. Hashtag Instagram besties.
Instagram besties.
Bestie goals.
Hashtag friendship
poems.
Goals. Hashtag.
Also, I
best friends
also
forever.
Write poetry. So, maybe we'll have one episode which is, like, poetry special.
Yeah, ditch me, people.
No, we'll just discuss poetry because, like, both of us write very, like, in different styles.
So. Yeah, great plan. Ditch me. Ditch me completely. Don't
Why
even
ditch
mention
me? You can be there. You're an intellectual, Anuja.
You can just...
First thing in the morning, it's
12:30. It's 12:30.
I woke up at 11:30. So
we've been in this meeting since 11:30. What are you talking about?
I was sure your bluffs have been caught. You have been roasted. Just
stop lying.
Stop lying.
Okay.
I would say stop talking also, but you know. Right. So back on track. Busting myths. Anvi, would you like to start us off?
What do I start with?
I mean, you kind of did say some stuff about your subject.
I also said some about Ayush's subject, which you know, it's the same thing. People think you have to score a lot and you have to be super studious to get into science. So there's like two aspects of science. It's either like, if you're really good at studies, then take it because, you know, you're really good at studies. And people think science is like the most... I don't have words, man.
Like, it's the most tedious one.
It's the most tedious one. And which is
seems like Anvi has gotten COVID. Because COVID, you know, propagates memory lapses.
It's just this one. This, you know, this topic's a bit... It reminds me of a certain like situation that I've been in. Like, just like convincing my parents to let me take humanities. Which is just sounds wrong. Like, you should not... You know, you don't have to, like, go and, like, convince them. Like, it should be your choice. You can do whatever the hell you want. And
right.
Then should be supportive of whatever it is you want to do. So, like, I'm going to say it openly. A lot of people, like, don't consider humanity.
All you're going to do is, like, buy hard stuff, spit it out in the exam, and just...
Like, which is, I feel, like, completely opposite because if you think about it, I'm not degrading any stream. Like, all streams are great, but this is what I think, which is, like, you know, in sciences and maths, you have, like, a certain information, which is, like, facts, right? Like, this is it. Like, this is the formula you'll have to apply. There's no other way. It's...
Yeah,
right.
It is.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, certain formulas. There's this information and this is what it is. There's nothing different. In humanities, a lot of times, there's not just one answer. Like, you have to think about it. Everyone can have a different opinion, a different definition of whatever it is that we're discussing. Like, it's all about how humans work.
Interpretation.
It's all about the social scenario, how the human mind works, just how, why and how humans are the way they are.
Why humans are all nutcases.
Exactly.
So that's on humanities. And I think this is the point where, like I said, I should acknowledge my privilege. At my home, my grandfather, who's like about to turn 80 coming January, he did pol science as his major in college. Not even college, in university. He did PG in pol science. And so it's never been, there's never been that stigma that I can't choose a subject. But the Indian mentality that's at my house is that you should do extremely well in whatever subject you take. It really doesn't matter what subject you've taken. Which is fine. I totally appreciate that. I didn't even realize that there were any stereotypes regarding any stream until people told me that were not in my house. They were like, oh, you're taking commerce. I thought you were like smart.
I was like, what is that supposed to mean?
No, sorry. First of all, please. So first of all, like, don't insult yourself by thinking that I'm smart. And second of all, what does smartness have to do with what you have to learn? Because it's all factual stuff in commerce. In accountancy, there's a fair amount of concepts that you have to apply. But in everything, there's again, it's kind of a little bit like humanities, but a little more technical. So people, if we ever want to actually start Teenage the company, just tell me. I will. I will guide you through the, I'll guide you through the entire process. I'll be a shaper. It's great.
Stereotype that only nerds go into science, which is wrong. I'm not at all a nerd. For people who know me, I'm not a nerd. But still, people come to me and like, you must be way too studious, right? You must be studying 12 hours a day. Like, no, I don't want to die at such a young age. I don't want to die of mental trauma.
No, this brings us back to the, you know, how I read out, like, Ayush's contact and it said, Mr. I don't want to die of mental torture at 15. This is where it comes from.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this was the origin.
From like last to last year, I was trying to get him to do some project, I mean, some competition or something. And then he's like asking us to volunteers, like, you guys do it instead. And then he's like, because I don't want to die of mental torture at 15.
Right.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Mental torture nerds.
Yeah, mental torture and nerds. Like this stereotype that if you scored about 90%, you're gonna go into science. My own like people in my own family have told beta boards me about 90%. So now get ready for learning science for the next 2 years. What are you gonna do? IIT, what are you gonna do? Like, okay, I know.
This
what
IIT,
I
man. I don't even want
to
talk about it.
Oh, one of our friends is going to IIT. He's taken dummy.
Maybe when like a lot of things matter while you're selecting a stream. It's so, you know how there's this thing about like, so here's this thing about, there's this thing about you know, you have to choose the best stream, but it's really like not that. It's like you have to choose the stream which is best for you, because as like as such, there's no best stream. Like every stream has its pros and cons. You have to choose the one that you are most comfortable with or you will enjoy studying and making a career out of.
Right. So, like I said, dominate people. That's my career.
Like, know your strengths and weaknesses. Also, you know, like 11th and 12th, because in 10th, when you ask people, like, what are you deciding to take as a stream, people will tell you stuff. And then when you actually go, like, to school and you find like, oh, this person took this stream, I wasn't expecting this.
Right. Like, they do change it at end moments.
Yeah. Like, people are confused because a lot of people, I think, are taking certain streams because of parental pressure. Like, I mean, my own parents wanted me to take PCM and do, like, engineering. So, at first, I even considered, like, because, you know, I didn't have, like, a clear goal. Like, this is what I want to do with my life. But then I started thinking about it. I'm like, engineering will never bring me happiness because it's not what I like. Like, even if I, you know, study 12 hours a day and somehow crying and screaming, I just get it done, I'll never be happy in life. Which is like, isn't that the ultimate goal? I mean, I know it's a bit like philosophical and thoda sa unrealistic, but no, like, there's a realistic factor to it.
Baba, right.
I mean, I do agree.
The thing is, I do agree with like the happiness part so much. As a kid, as like a 10-year-old, I was so ambitious. I was like scoring very well as a kid. Wait, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. So as a 10-year-old, I was like, oh my God, we're going to get 95 plus in every single grade. We're going to go to freaking Harvard. We're going to be a freaking millionaire. We're going to mint money. That was the goal. But as life progressed on a little bit, Baba Anuja, so stuff started losing priority. I honestly feel like now studying in itself is kind of torture. So I only focus that, okay, I'll be able to work with people, and that's the only thing I focus right now. And I am really doing the bare minimum to get by, which is fine, you know, happiness and all that shit.
Yeah, I mean, like, I am not sure whether I should say this or not, but it's like when you hit maturity, you realize that your dreams are just dreams. That we have strong opinions about your choice. But if everyone's saying above 90%, you got to take science, they take science, which is way too wrong. I mean, like, even if I would have scored below 60%, I would have opted for, because I want to do science. That's what my aim is. And
You have to be passionate about something to do it.
Right. So, like, that was the end of a very philosophical episode from...
I'm, like, so done with listening to you people. So, the idea of starting a new segment, not exactly a new segment, but we'll be including a part where you guys, the listeners, can share your opinions and your stories that you want us to speak about on the podcast, or the topics which you feel should be brought up in front of everyone as a teenager. Stress on being a teenager. So you can reach out to us through our Instagram handle, which is teenage.podcast. Or if you guys follow us personally on Instagram or some other place, you can reach out to us directly for now.
Also, we will maybe like from, not from this one, but maybe from the next one, we'll link our email, like the teenage email, where if you like want us to like just read out your story or your opinion on something, we can just like read it out. Maybe we'll do that.
Also, we can keep it anonymous if you wish to. It depends on you.
Now, just
you
let
want.
Us know. Like, even if you're sending us to, like, sending us suggestions or sending us a story of yours, you can just, like, ask. Just also, it would be good if you mention it if, like, you're okay with us taking your name or if you want to keep it anonymous.
Right.
Just, like, share your stories. Maybe we'll, you know, from the next episode, the first 5 to 10 minutes, we'll share you guys' stories. Or, you know, like, instead of just us talking about ourselves. If there's some point of ours that you don't agree with or you think is, you know, wrong according to you, just, like, let us know. Like, let's have a discussion. We can discuss it on the next one.
That's what we told about in the streams thing. We must be strong about the opinions we have. If you have some opinions against us, if you think we're speaking something wrong, you can surely reach out to us. You can tell us that, okay, this is your views, this is our views, and we'll surely discuss about that. Also, the point of this podcast was to reach out to teenagers, so the teenage generation as a whole can connect to us and we can connect to them. It shouldn't just be like one-way communication where we are telling our stories, you tell your stories, we tell our stories, we story.
Because I feel like we're doing this so that, you know, by us talking about it, we hope that people listen to us and talk about it at their end. It's not necessary for you to talk about it with us, because, I mean, you might not know us, but, like, just to talk about it with people who are around you, your friends, your family, just to, you know, bring up conversation.
And, of course, as always, Baba Anuja has one last point to add, which is that if you want tips on how to get out of sticky Indian situations, bro... Even if it's something as stupid as that, you can ask. because I have gained a tiny amount of experience in my tiny, tiny life. And I have devised a couple of very nice methods to shut Indian aunties up. Sorry, that's misogynistic, but like shut Indian nosy adults people. Up. Yeah, nosy people. To just completely shut
it's
them
not
up.
Just
one of them would mention.
Like, tell us if you
anybody.
Have queries about something or something you want our opinion on and we'll talk about it.
But I'm pretty sure nobody gives a fuck about our opinion.
No,
I mean, nobody gives a shit.
This already, people. I mean, we're going to give it anyway.
Okay, we're going to give it anyway. Suck it, people. Losers.
No, that
so
went
that,
in the wrong
I
way.
Think,
that brings
to
us
the
to the end of another pravachan by Baba Anvi, Baba Ayush, and Baba Anuja. And see you next time, two timers. Bye.